Welcome to today's podcast. This is the 25th in the series titled Design for Life. Life wasn't created at a whim, nor should it be lived that way. This podcast is taken from Pastor Jim Irwin's Sunday message. It is designed to strengthen the believer's walk and those who have not come to faith to recognize God has designed life to be lived with purpose. I am Pastor David, the assistant pastor at Bethel Gilead Community Church, also known as the Church on Block Road. We are going to be looking at a summer set, Back to the Basics. This message is part two, the three S's, salvation, sanctification, and service.
If you're an adult, you have a bulletin in hand. Why don't you open up to the inside cover of the bulletin? Kim, I'm going to have you help me with that board, if you'd set that up there for me. One of my masterpieces I'd like to show off this morning. It's kind of a review from last week as we're taking opportunity to break for the summer as we finish up as the summer sets, I suggested. Let's sharpen the saw. Let's go back to some of the basics of our faith, three in particular that I'm suggesting: salvation, sanctification, and service. And last week I pulled from Colossians 1:13 a verse that I want to illustrate here just briefly. It says, "For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness." God to the rescue. He came, Paul said, and he took us, he snatched us away from Satan's domain.
Media demo.
And he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And as you'll notice there in my little illustration, it's almost as if somebody is stranded on an island. And this island is the island of sin and death.
AVS Media Demo.
And Jesus, the good captain in his ship, the hope of salvation, crosses the sea of hopelessness and despair to our rescue. And he transfers us, the Bible says,
AVS
to the land
Media
of
Demo.
Eternal life where God dwells. That's a little schematic. That's an idea of what salvation signifies. But that's not everything. Begins with you and I determining that we need
AVS
help,
Media
that we're lost,
demo.
That we're stranded, and we cannot reach God on our own. That you need a Savior, and so do I. And the good Captain Jesus, with his ship, transforms us or transports us to the land of
AVS
eternal
AVS
life.
Media
and that
demo.
When we simply trust him and trust ourselves to him. Get on board the ship. Do you know what? There's a journey that occurs when you reach the shore. That's not heaven. You're still on earth. And I want to suggest
AVS
that in a
Media
sense,
demo.
At this point, you and I are on a climb. We're beginning to climb this mountain towards God. And I'm going to suggest that it's more than salvation. It's sanctification at that point. You're saved. You're rescued. You're
AVS
on shore.
Media
you're
demo.
Safe. But you're not sanctified, and what God wants to do with every one of us is he wants to bring us closer to him progressively. He wants to help us climb that mountain and then give a turn to somebody around us
AVS
and help
Media
them up
demo.
As well. That's the service that we'll look at next week. Salvation, sanctification, and service. And two verses is all, to be brief this morning, that I wanted to highlight. They're in your outline there. The first is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3. And it talks about this idea of being sanctified, which I would suggest has to do with growing. Growing in your faith. Growing as a Christian. But he says it like this. Grow in the grace and knowledge
AVS Media
of our
demo.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace. It's the goodness, it's the mercy, it's the kindness, and the knowledge, the truth of Jesus Christ.
AVS Media
Your assignment
demo.
And mine, Christians, is to grow. It's to grow in knowledge, our understanding of God and his will and his ways. It's to grow in grace. The word is charis in the Greek, which literally means gifts.
AVS Media
he's
demo.
He's charised you. He's gifted you. He's given you and I a gift. Or an ability. Do you know what? It's more than just what I do with that gift. It's really our new standing or position in Christ. The Bible says that we are no longer
AVS
under
Media
the law,
demo.
But we're under grace. We're under charis. It's a whole new way of living life with God on the mountain. Charis or grace. It's kind of like a greenhouse. You know, I would not advise planting your garden today. You might get a little growth out of it yet here in the next couple of weeks, unless you plant it in a greenhouse. And you've got every good reason to continue to grow as it's going to produce that environment or that microenvironment, what is conducive to growth. That's what grace does for us. Kind of like a spiritual greenhouse. It favors our spiritual growth versus the law, which mandates growth.
AVS Media Demo.
And boy, I don't know about you, but my kids tend to buck the law at home, give them a command and they kind of resist that, as I think is human nature for us as well with God. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Paul then adds to Peter's word there in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to invite you to turn over to that chapter if you have your Bible in hand. Let's just pick off a few things on growth or sanctification, as I've suggested,
from
Ephesians chapter 4. It's there that the Apostle Paul tells us to grow up in all things unto him. Ephesians 4, verse 15, if you're with me there.
Instead,
he writes, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. God wants you to grow up. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say,
Media
grow up,
demo.
Would you? Grow up. That's God's ideal for you and for me, to grow. And not just to grow in any certain pattern. It says to grow
Media
specifically
demo.
Into who? It says into him. He's the prototype. He's the model man. Who's he? Jesus Christ. And God wants you to grow up to be like
AVS Media Demo.
Him. That's the pattern for growth. The kind of person that you and I become. Little Christs. That's literally the word in the Old English for Christian. Christ in one. Little
AVS
Christ
Media Demo.
In me. And I in him. To grow. You know, the notable thing about Jesus, perhaps amongst many things, was his character. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus came
AVS
to manifest
Media
to show
demo.
The character of God, the nature of God, his love for the world. At one time in John 15, you mentioned that verse there, or that chapter there, Bill. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me, you will what?
AVS Media demo.
You'll be fruitful. If you're separated from me, you can do nothing. To bear fruit, to be fruitful, Christ-likeness in terms of fruit. Boy, I brought a little illustration
AVS
of that
Media
this morning.
Demo.
Look at those guys. Now, if you had to eat one of these three, which one would you choose? Don't be smart on me here. Anybody want to try this one? It's kind of crunchy.
AVS
Wouldn't taste
Media
very good,
demo.
Would it? This is getting a little more like it, but it's just shy, I think. A little more sunshine and nurture there. Here we go. Now we're getting to where we would more likely want to have a slice. I should have brought a knife this morning and sliced
AVS
it up for
Media
you.
Demo.
Every one of these has been taken from the vine. Which one was on the vine the longest? Jesus says, apart from me, I can put this back in the garden today. I guarantee it's not going to grow anymore.
AVS Media
the
more demo.
It stays connected to the vine. The vine does all the work. The job of the fruit is just to stay connected. And it becomes fruitful. That's your assignment.
AVS Media demo.
Jesus said, to stay connected to me, to grow in me or through me. And Paul says it here, into someone who's like Christ, into him. What's he like? Kind of fruit.
AVS Media
Certainly
demo.
Not tomatoes, but fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the character, the quality of God reproduced in me and you. As we stay connected, Jesus
AVS
said to him
Media
as the
demo.
Vine, and we grow. Well, now, how can we do that? How can we grow? What do we have to do on our end as far as growing in our faith? Well, I've always liked the little saying, faith is like a muscle and it grows with exercise. I think what God wants you to do and he wants me to do is daily exercise our faith. Let me give you a little illustration here from the dog world.
AVS Media Demo.
How many of you have a lap dog? Anybody got a lap dog? I don't know, a year or two ago, Wills asked me if I would take care of Dee Dee. Sweet little Dee Dee, 13-year-old mini mutt. I mean, that thing
AVS
is about
Media
that long.
You've
got to watch your step when you walk in the door. You know, ankle biter. Dee Dee. My uncle has a dog they call Precious, and I don't know why they called that dog Precious.
AVS Media
it's
demo.
It's got not a collar; it's got a body collar. You got to grab that thing. It's like an overly grown gourd, squash, zucchini with feet, not
AVS
legs, just
Media
feet.
Demo.
It skipped the legs, went right to the feet. Thing drags on the ground when it walks. Precious. And I tell you what that dog needs. He needs to go on a diet and he needs exercise. They have just pampered that thing.
AVS Media
the
Demo.
Picking him up by straps and bringing him up. Dee Dee's still in better shape than that, isn't she? In contrast to Jock. Anybody here ever meet Jock? He was an Airedale.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, you remember Jock, don't you? I talked to a guy on Friday who was talking about Fairmont Boy Scout camp up in New Mexico, 10,000 foot elevation. Immediately, he brought me to mind, or brought to
AVS
my mind,
AVS Media Demo.
Because Jim used to go to Fairmont years ago as a Boy Scout and Boy Scout leader himself. They would take kids backpacking in New Mexico and they'd climb to this base station and then they'd climb several thousand feet up to 10,000 foot
AVS
elevation.
Media Demo.
What a cool place, Fairmont. And I miss Jim. I miss talking to him. I always enjoyed our visits. He was an outdoorsman. He was an expert shooter, a marksman, a neat guy. But he had a dog named Jock.
AVS Media
and
Demo.
And Jock was just the opposite of Precious. Jock took you out for a walk. I mean, that dog was all energy and ready to go. He was 85, 90 pounds of muscle. And man,
AVS
you strap
Media
a collar onto him, and you better hang on for dear life. When he hit the door, he was running out of the neighborhood. And you got your daily exercise by walking Jock, or for him to walk you. You know, I think Christians kind of fit in one of those two categories sometimes.
AVS Media Demo.
Christian who really needs some exercise. And then there is the full-blooded Airedale, who just can't wait to do more.
AVS
Exercising
Media Demo.
Faith. Now, I like Ephesians because Paul gives us some ways to do that. Three really categories in the following verses. Let me just take you there for a second. Ephesians chapter 4 again. He talks about your thoughts, exercising
AVS
your brain,
Media Demo.
Your mind. He talks about words and the importance of speaking in terms of exercising your faith. And he talks about actions, specifically relationships. Verse 17, if you're with me in Ephesians 4.
AVS Media Demo.
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. That didn't mean a thing to you. It would have to that audience in that generation. Because they were quite familiar with the wild ways
AVS
of the Gentiles.
Media
fact,
Demo.
Paul is hinting to the fact that some of you live that way. He said they're darkened. Oh, I'm sorry. No longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. The basic problem with
AVS
that group
Media
of people
Demo.
Is the way they think. It's what they believe. He said they're darkened in their understanding. They're separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Boy, that is a mouthful. We don't even have time to digest
AVS
at this
Media
point.
Demo.
There's a lot there that has to do with the way that you think or see or believe. And the impact that has on your heart of all things. Verse 19, having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over
AVS
to
AVS Media
well, here's
Demo.
A clue. Sensuality. They're living by their senses of all things, and they've lost common sense in the process, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
AVS Media.
Verse 20, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. However, he says, that may be the case in the past, no longer for you, Ephesian Christians. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him according to the truth.
AVS Media Demo.
You caught that message, like Bill said, at age 31. At some point, it made sense to you. The truth of Jesus Christ, the message of God for your life. He said, you heard of him, you were taught in him according to the truth of Jesus
Media
Christ.
Demo.
You were taught with regard to your former way of life. Notice the wording here, to put off your old self. It's like taking off trousers or clothes. Just taking off the old clothes, the old you.
AVS Media
being
Demo.
Being corrupted in its deceitful desires. And to be made new in the attitude of your minds, to cop a new attitude, a new way of thinking or seeing. And he said, in contrast, to put on the new self, the new you.
AVS Media
Demo. The kind of
person
that God has designed you and me to be. I think it's the best person possible that you could be, as God has intended it. Put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
AVS Media Demo.
First thing he says that you can do to exercise your faith is to change your thinking. Change your thinking and change your life invariably. That's always the case. You show me somebody who's misbehaving, I'll show you somebody
AVS
who's misbehaving.
AVS Media Demo.
How do you transform behavior? By transforming beliefs. That's why the gospel is a message. It appeals to the mind, and that's where God wants to begin with you and with me. And faith embraces that. It says, you're right, Lord,
AVS
I believe
AVS Media
that,
Demo.
And I'm going to respond accordingly in my thinking. The next thing he tells you is to change the way you talk. Notice verse 25, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully with his
Demo.
Neighbor, for we're all members of one body. You need to change your language, your lingo. The way that you speak has great influence on the way that you think and feel. Look at verse 29
AVS
similarly.
Media
Do
Demo.
Not let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to the need of the moment, that it may benefit those who hear. That's probably the most powerful verse I know of for married
AVS
couples.
AVS Media Demo.
You want to learn a great principle of how to get along in marriage? It might be quiet for a while for some of you. Because he says you cannot say anything that's unwholesome. You should not say anything that does not build the other person
AVS
up.
AVS Media Demo.
Unless it's needed. And gives grace for the moment. Boy, four different things he tells you to do. With one thing, your mouth. With your speech. Speak truth from here on out.
AVS Media Demo.
In your speech. The other thing he does is he tells them to change or to employ their actions for good. Pick up there in verse 26. In your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down
AVS
while you're
Media
still angry.
Demo.
Now, is anger a sin? What do you think? Is it wrong to get angry? It could be, but there ought to be certain things that do make you any kind of injustice.
AVS Media
you
Demo.
In some form or fashion. It ought to bother you. The problem is what I do with that anger. And if I harbor it within, it becomes bitterness. It's going to poison me. And he said, don't let the sun
AVS
set on your
Media
anger. Deal
Demo.
With it in the moment. He goes on to say, don't give the devil a foothold. If you let the sun set on your anger, you're giving the devil, Christians are giving the devil an opportunity, leverage against themselves.
AVS Media Demo.
He who steals, steal no longer. Change your lifestyle at this point. Become productive so that you have something to share with those in need. Verse 31, he says
AVS
something
Media
similar.
Demo.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every kind of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving others, just as in Christ God forgave you.
AVS Media Demo.
There's the example again. Jesus, the prototype, has forgiven you full pardon for all your sins. And Paul says, now you do likewise for others. That, my friend, is how we exercise
AVS Media Demo.
Faith. Three practical areas. He gives examples there in thinking and speaking and in relationships. Paul says, grow up. Grow up into him. Peter says, grow
AVS
in grace
Media
and
Demo.
Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's God's ideal. It's planned for you. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 4 says it like this. This is the will of God for you, your sanctification, that you should be sanctified.
AVS Media Demo.
You get up on that mountain and you start moving above. That's God's plan. And in the process, the third S that I want to pick up next week is service. Salvation, it's sanctification or spiritual growth.
AVS Media
doing
Demo.
Doing an about face and beginning to serve. Where I cease to be, in so many words, a consumer, and I begin to contribute to others and their own needs. We'll go there next time.
AVS Media Demo.
As we finish up. In terms of application this morning, let me ask you a couple of questions and we'll close. Are you growing in your faith? Are you growing in your faith? Are you exercising
AVS
your ability
Media
to trust?
Demo.
Faith, like a muscle, grows with exercise. You've got to do something with what you believe. You've got to trust God and trust yourself to him. You need to choose daily, really, to obey him.
AVS Media
and
Demo.
In actions. If so, in what ways are you changing? Number two. You know how that is. You go to a family reunion, you see a niece or a nephew, somebody you haven't seen for a year or two or four. And the first thing out of your mouth
AVS
is, wow,
Media
kid,
Demo.
Grown. You changed. You're maturing. It's been so long I wouldn't have recognized you. If you're a Christian and you went to a family reunion and somebody who hadn't seen
AVS
you for
Media
a year or two
Demo.
Or 4 years said, wow, you've changed. You're growing. Not physically, different. Spiritually, could they pinpoint anything about you
AVS
or anything
Media
about me that's
Demo.
Different, that's developing, that's changing? I think that's God's ideal, his plan for you and me, our sanctification, our spiritual development.
AVS Media Demo.
What ways are you changing? Let me give you a couple of suggestions. Check your heart. Is your heart softening towards others or hardening? About your time use
AVS
in terms
Media
of priorities.
Demo.
Are you prioritizing more time for others? Or are you guarding more time for self? Boy, there's a easy check, isn't there? Do you have a greater sense
AVS
of
Media
who God
Demo.
Is and an understanding of what God says today than you did last year? Is a way to measure spiritual growth and development. Sanctification.
AVS Media Demo.
Kingdom assignment, many of you were involved in. I picked up some Spanish Bibles and kind of in light of Guy and Jose's presence here in the church, we decided let's grab a couple of family
AVS
members.
AVS Media Demo.
Group Bible study after Easter back into April, 1st of May. We put together a group that's met since. And it's been really neat to see this group of people get together and to do something they've never done before.
AVS Media Demo.
Leer la Biblia. They've never read the Bible. They believe in God. Almost invariably, every one of them has said, oh, I believe in God. Yeah, and I believe Jesus died on the cross. But really, they didn't have a personal
AVS
understanding
Media
or knowledge
Demo.
Of what God says here in this book. And what a fun group. I love these kinds of groups. It's a discovery group, really, where you're teaching some. We just started in the Gospel of John. And you teach them progressively to read.
AVS Media Demo.
Page by page, chapter by chapter, the Bible for themselves. And ask questions about the text, paragraphs, different points. And to discover, to really realize who God is and what God says, what He's done, what it needs,
Media Demo.
How it applies to my life. I remember a sweet gal there, a Catholic gal at one point said, well, what about Mary? What about the Virgin Mary, La Virgen Maria? That was a key question.
AVS Media Demo.
I really affirmed, I think there's been a little battle there theologically about what we believe about Mary, Protestants versus Catholics. I affirmed Mary. I said, what a great lady, outstanding. Who can rival her in the Bible?
AVS Media Demo.
I said, you know what? I love the story of the wedding at Cana, John 2. We were right there. I said, let me show you. I think Mary's given us one of the best encouragements, one
AVS
of the best
Media
words
Demo.
Of all the Bible. And we went over to the story there, and we read the part where they ran out of wine at the wedding. Remember the story? And Mom sticks her nose in people's business here. I don't know why moms tend to do that. I know you don't if
AVS
you're a mom, but
Media
some moms
Demo.
Do. So Mary, she gets a little nosy. She figures out, boy, they're running low, and this is going to be embarrassing for the family. And so she grabs Jesus. She pulls Jesus into the scenario. And
AVS
Jesus
Media
kind of
Demo.
Rebukes her, it seems, if you read it straightforward in the text. Woman, what do you have to do with me? You know, it's not my time yet. She knew who he was. She was watching to see when he would
AVS Media Demo.
Come to the forefront here as Messiah, as the Savior. All the way back from when the angel had announced it to her prior to his birth. Anyway, she turns to the servant and she says
AVS
this.
Media Demo.
Hace todo lo que te diga. Hace todo lo que te diga. And it clicked for the Spanish gal. In English, do everything he tells you.
AVS Media Demo.
I said, what an outstanding word from Mary. What great advice for us. Do everything Jesus tells you. You'll never go wrong. What a great discovery.
AVS Media Demo.
That's made as people begin to open the Bible and decipher what it means for them. It's your kingdom assignment and mine all the time. And in the process, God begins to transform the way we think, the way we speak, the way
AVS
we feel,
Media
the way
Demo.
We act in life. And finally, lastly, here, the third question. What areas of your life does God want to develop next? I want you to think about this fall.
AVS Media
Demo. Is there
something
specific that God wants to do? I believe there is. I can't answer that for you. I'm still trying to answer it for myself. What is something personal, specific, that God wants to do to develop you in your sanctification
AVS
as you're growing,
Media
as you're moving
Demo.
Up the hill? I'd like to suggest service. May not apply. Some of you are serving sincerely in ministries and different groups and organizations. But
AVS
I wonder if there's
Media
someone
Demo.
Around you that God wants to extend you to, or extend through you to serve a specific need or situation or circumstance. Let's pick up there next week.
AVS Media
Because along
Demo.
With salvation and sanctification, I think that's God's will for every one of us. It's basic to our spiritual life. I'm going to invite the group, if you want to come on forward, we'll pray here as we conclude this morning.
AVS Media Demo.
We'll pray for the meal. And I'm going to pray for the cars, for those who've had their cars washed that you can see out the window. And I'm going to ask God, if he would, to direct us daily
AVS
from here.
AVS Media Demo.
In ways that would help us to grow in our faith. Our understanding of who Jesus Christ is and what he's done in the way that we follow him on a daily basis.
AVS Media
Where you're
Demo.
Seated this morning, why don't you take a moment? Let's thank him that he rescued us, as Paul said, from the dominion of darkness, from that island of sin and death where we were stranded.
AVS Media Demo.
If you're not sure if you've been rescued, why don't you ask him to come to your rescue? Why don't you invite Jesus Christ and his good ship salvation to join you, to take you with him to the land of eternal life.
AVS Media Demo.
And then thirdly, I want to ask you, if you would, to ask God, AVS is there something specific demo you want to do in my life in the days ahead? What's something that you want to change or grow or develop in me as I'm being sanctified?
AVS Media Demo.
As you are growing me up to someone like Jesus Christ. I think he's got something specific he wants you to know and do, if you'll sincerely.
AVS Media Demo.
Lord, we thank you for this morning. It's good to be together. This is a celebration Sunday for us. We're finishing out the summer. We're kind of regrouping.
AVS Media Demo.
Church. We start to think about some specific ministries that we can refocus. And as life kind of shifts back into fall mode,
AVS Media Demo.
And I pray for each one here that you would help us to sharpen our lives spiritually. We want to grow in our faith. We don't want to be stagnant. We need to exercise
AVS
our faith.
AVS Media Demo.
Prompt us, Holy Spirit, every day to respond in faith to the circumstances that surround us, people, needs, and concerns. If you'll help us to take the
AVS
time
Media
that's necessary
Demo
to learn more about who you are and what you've done, to read your word, to defer to you and your Holy Spirit. And then finally, as we consider, to look for ways that we can serve.
AVS Media Demo.
The needs of the world around us. I think these are all according to your will. And I pray for myself and I pray for our church that you would develop us into the kinds of people.
AVS Media Demo.
That look like Christ, little Christians, little Christs, Jesus Christ, present and active in our lives. It's my prayer for myself and for each one.
AVS Media Demo.
I ask it in his name. Amen.
Thank you for spending time to listen to today's podcast, the 25th in the series, Design for Life. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, let me encourage you to donate to this ministry. You'll find a donate tab at BethelGilead.org. Until then, go out and experience the design for life as God's ambassadors, commissioned to the world in need of the gospel. God bless. And just one final word. Sorry about the AVS Media data underlay. We've just changed our software and we'll repair that by next week.